Magen, Loma Linda, California, May 14, 1907. Professor Magen. Dear Brother Magen, I bear positive testimony that you and your fellow workers in Madison are doing the work that God has appointed to you. There was in your mind at first a question regarding this, but as you have advanced, you have been able to see the way of the Lord more clearly. The attitude of opposition or indifference on the part of some of your brethren has created conditions that have made your work more difficult than it should have been. You have not received from some very many words of encouragement, but the Lord is pleased that you have not been easily discouraged. Some have entertained the idea that because the school at Madison is not owned by a conference organization, those who are in charge of the school should not be permitted to call upon our people for the means that is greatly needed to carry on their work. This idea needs to be corrected. In the distribution of the money that comes into the Lord's treasury, you are entitled to a portion just as verily as are those connected with other needy enterprises that are carried forward in harmony with the Lord's instruction. The Lord Jesus will one day call to account those who would so tie your hands that it is almost impossible for you to move in harmony with the Lord's bidding. The silver and the gold is mine, saith the Lord, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. Haggai 2, verse 8, Psalm 50, verse 10. You and your associates are not novices in educational work, and when you are in stress for means with which to advance the work, you are just as much entitled to ask for that which you need as are other men to present the necessities of the work in which they are engaged. You have in the past done much to bring means into circulation in the work of God, and you need not now feel troubled about accepting gifts and free will offerings, for you will need them in the work of preparing young men and young women to labor in the Lord's vineyard. As you carry on this work in harmony with the Lord's bidding, you are not to be kept on a constant strain to know how to secure the means you need in order to go forward. The Lord forbids the setting up of walls and bands around workers of experience who are faithfully acting their God-appointed part. Much precious time has been lost because man-made rules and restrictions have been sometimes placed above the plans and purposes of God. In the name of the Lord, I appeal to our conference workers to strengthen and support and labor in harmony with our brethren at Madison, who are carrying forward a work that God has appointed them.